And joining us now live on the phone from Baltimore, Maryland, is Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
Thank you very much for this time. I know you are busy going into various meetings, so our time is short, but I most certainly wanted to talk about the first development at this conference when Cardinal Donato announced that the Vatican had requested a delay in a planned vote on policy reform. Do you feel that there was a consensus among the U.S. bishops on what type of message should be sent to Rome?
Well, I'll tell you that we were all astonished and shocked, and many of us dismayed when we heard that announcement. We had come here with every intention to have some robust discussion of standards of accountability for bishops and all these kinds of things, a third-party reporting system where people could, if they knew a bishop, sadly, had abused, how that could be reported independently of the church. A lot of very important steps forward for transparency. And we were all shocked to know that the Vatican had said we could not have a vote on those things. That was our plan.
Bishop, of course, a lot of these questions perhaps you've been asked before, but it's your first time on with our audience live in this fashion. So I do want to ask you a couple of these things. You know that people here in Western New York are angry with you, of course. They've asked, called for you to resign. Those people remain angry. You've said that you're not going to resign. How do you plan to make amends to some of those individuals?
Well, I have apologized a number of times for my own missteps in handling a couple of allegations of priests accused of misconduct with adults. I have never, ever kept, and I've said this many times, and I'd be happy to go on the lie detector, I have never intentionally or knowingly kept a priest in ministry who had a substantiated charge of abuse of a minor. I have not, and I would not. So hopefully by the things we're doing going forward, we can rebuild trust. I put together a task force entirely of competent laity who are going to prepare a protocol for how we can better handle these accusations of clerical misconduct with adults. We have a very effective, we call it the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People, that guides us step by step by step if we have allegation of abuse of a child or a teenager. That's a zero tolerance thing once it's substantiated. But we're kind of on our own as we work out what do we do if something comes up with a priest, with an adult. So I did not handle a couple of those as I would now. We handled them, but not adequately. So one of the great discussions we had yesterday among all the bishops, in fact, was just right around this, that we have to develop better, more effective ways to deal with this kind of situation.
You mentioned that layperson's committee, of course, Canisius College President John Hurley, among those involved with this. And it's an interesting development, but at the same time, it should be noted for those who aren't totally familiar, the Catholic Church is not a democracy. Its traditions are very hierarchical. How do you really see a layperson's committee really impacting or providing oversight for church activities?
Let me make a distinction. The lay task force I just referred to is one I established myself to come up with a protocol for adult misconduct allegations. But President Hurley and some of the other members, pretty much all of whom I know, they're very active Catholics, they have every right as baptized Catholic lay people to come together and to try and come up with a response to this crisis in our church. And I told President Hurley, he gave me a heads up on the formation of this group, and I emailed him back and I said, you people need neither my affirmation nor my approval, but you have both, just so you know I'm supportive. We need to have their wisdom and their suggestions. And that's, I think, what they're going to be able to do. They're all good folks who care about the church and care very much about victims. We always have to come back to the priority of caring for victims. That's number one. No matter what steps we take and structures we put in place, it's all about victims.
Finally, Bishop, the question for many, and I think this goes beyond the diocese, is how was this clergy sexual abuse scandal, how did it become so widespread? How did it stay secret? James Faluzek, you may be familiar with the individual who testified as a victim in the Pennsylvania Attorney General's case. He's a former priest, and he offered this. He said that there are priests who have engaged in affairs with women, and these heterosexual affairs are well known, and because of that, a cultural secrecy has developed in that culture, worked to cloak these allegations against clergy members sexually abusing young men. Do you give any credibility to that notion?
Well, you know, we know there have been some forms of misbehavior that have been significant, probably through the centuries, I'm sure.
Right.
Christian theology does not shy away from the fact that all of us are affected by sin in one way or another, and that's not an excuse at all. But it's a call, this whole thing to me is a call to all of us, clergy and others, to really double down on our own integrity as human beings and as ministers of the church, and also the call to holiness. Unless we have a deep relationship with the Lord that's open and ready to result in our own personal conversion of heart, we're not going to move forward.
Sure, and I'll just to repeat that, but do you give any credibility to the idea that in some places there is a culture of secrecy that's being managed?
Well, hopefully, if there has been, hopefully that culture of secrecy will be blown out of the water by this global crisis we're in now. We have to remember that this abuse crisis is not just local in Buffalo or even in the States. It's global. Chile and Germany and Australia and Ireland, which I think may be the reason why the Vatican told us to hold off on a vote. There's a big meeting in February, the Pope has called, of the presidents of all the bishops' conferences of the world to look at protection of minors. So I think all of these things at that high level, plus what we're doing locally, should be a way, with God's help, to make our way through and come to a deeper integrity and better care for victims. That's my hope.
Bishop Richard Malone, I know your time is short. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for this time. God bless.